B-Pod Studios.
WLKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
We want to pay your bills. Make sure you're listening 8 a.m. for your first chance to get that code word that you punch in at kiss95.1.com or on the Kiss95.1 app, and you can win $1,000. We do that five times a day, and everyone who submits is in the running for 10 grand.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's a lot of money.
So I'm fortunate enough today to I'll be off the show tomorrow and Friday. I'm going to the Bahamas for a friend's wedding. And the reason why I even said yes to it a year ago was because I went to his first wedding. I didn't make it to his first wedding. Okay. I was invited to the wedding and also to be in the wedding party, but I couldn't do it. I was living in California at the time, and just schedules didn't sync up. And unfortunately, that marriage ended with some infidelity on her side, okay. Not on my friend's side. So when he said, hey, I'm getting married again, before I even knew it was in the Bahamas, he's like, you know, and I want you guys, I would be honored for you guys to be in my wedding party.
Oh, that's nice.
And then he sent me a personal one and goes, Manny, I need the rub of good luck because you weren't in it last time, you know.
Oh, so he thinks that maybe that was the jinx that you weren't there.
I want you to be in it this time.
Mm.
You guys, I'm in my early 40s. I'll say it, I'm 42.
Okay.
I am now at the point, Loren, where people I know have been married for almost 20 years. I counted. I've been either the best man or a groomsman in four weddings that are now kaput.
Four?
Oh, really?
Four? Another one just happened over my Christmas break, and I'm super sad about it.
I haven't been in four weddings.
I was the best man in the latest wedding that just ended in divorce.
How many weddings have you been in, period?
Oh, a lot.
Okay, way more than that.
Yes.
So your track record shouldn't be focused on four weddings that you've been in have ended. It should be on how many weddings have I been in and how many of those have ended.
Let's say eight.
Oh, so you're 50-50.
I'm 50-50.
Yeah, you know, you're the black widow of marriage. I don't want you anywhere near my wedding ceremony.
Do I not bring that up at all?
Yes, you bring that up. Be like, bro, listen, there's a good 50-50 shot that this is going to fail.
No, you don't say that, Roy.
Yeah.
Do you think the bride would be like, see, that's what I thought. I want to hear from, like, brides who agree that maybe if you knew someone was a bad luck charm, you don't want them around your wedding.
Yeah, what if you get kicked out of the wedding party?
I think he should be kicked out of the wedding party. I think he should be back in the back row.
It's a little late for that now. The wedding is this weekend. It's not like they can find somebody for a destination wedding to hold his spot. They're just going to find a random person on the beach and say, hey, can you stand here and wear his tux?
Yeah.
Thanks, Roy.
Sounds like a great idea.
704-570-9595. I would love to hear from women who are engaged and about to get married. Like, would this be a red flag for you if you knew that one of your soon-to-be husband's groomsmen was in four or five weddings and they've all ended in divorce?
Oh.
My buddy in California, I was his best man, divorced. My buddy in New Jersey, best man, went to pick up the ring with him and everything that day, wrote a great speech, gave
really?
It, divorced. And then two others, I was just in the wedding and they ended.
Buddy, if you tell your friend this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
His fiance is going to kick you out of the wedding so fast,
yeah,
and the dealer from the casino is going to be standing in your spot.
Yeah, because I believe in the vibe stuff.
Do you?
Kind of, when it comes to that. Not other things, but It's not looking good for you.
And by the way, if you are about to get married, are you superstitious about anything, too? Like, I mean, that's a major superstition Roy just said. That's a good point.
I mean, I wouldn't wear somebody's wedding dress when their wedding ended in divorce or use their ring that ended in divorce.
Right, because it's the energy. We did get a... By the way, you can watch MRL. It's MRL TV on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page, Facebook Live. Thanks to Uptown Cheapskate. And Stephanie said, statistically, though, 50% of marriages end in divorce anyway, so maybe that's not you.
Can you believe that? You know, that's a high amount. Hi, Lizzie and Charlotte. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm so shocked and kind of depressed that 50% of marriages end in divorce.
Not surprised, I guess.
I don't know. It seems so high.
It is really high. I'm not surprised, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So what do you think? I mean, would you have me in your wedding if you knew I was in four failed weddings in the past as a wedding party?
You know what? I would. I don't think that bothers me. I don't really believe in the superstition. And 4 out of 8, I just think 50% of marriages end in divorce. And I don't think you had anything to do with it. I think maybe you shouldn't get married, but that's a different topic.
Well, he is married, unfortunately.
I am married. And I made my wife's night last night at Justin Timberlake, Lizzie. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I take it back.
No, that's okay. I talked to her about it, and she said the same thing you guys did, that, you know, it's not really a black cloud over you. 50% of marriages end, and that's depressing.
How about this?
Thanks, Lizzie.
Depending on how this marriage turns out, if the statistics start leaning more than 50, then it's you.
Let's call it. Fair enough. Yeah. You guys, MRL family, we are on a long-term contract. We're going to be here for a long time. So...
Yeah, I'm so they can fire us at any second.
No, of course. I'm knocking on wood, though. Yeah. Things look good for us. That's good. Let's make this the rule. If this ends, I'm not going to be in any more weddings. Roy included. I'll go. I'm sorry, buddy.
I don't even know that he'll want you there.
He does. I heard through the grapevine. He wants me to do a speech and be in his wedding and everything.
No, you make it all about you.
Do not!
Yes, you do.
I gave a great speech.
You would make it all about you'd be the Maney show up there.
You would make jokes that weren't funny to Sterling.
You would talk way too much.
You know
what? And then I couldn't get a word in like our radio show. I'd be sitting there dying to get a word into the whole conversation. He's so deflated.
He's like, I'm not going to talk now.
We were off for 2 weeks and now I'm leaving for 2 days and I feel like it's not enough. Hi, Chelsea and Charlotte.
Hi.
Good morning. Go ahead. What do you want to say? Are you you're engaged?
I am engaged. I'm getting married in June. I'd have you in my wedding. I definitely think it's more on the bride and groom getting divorced than someone in the wedding party.
Yeah, you're not doing anything. It's not like you're inserting yourself in a relationship.
Yeah. That's easy for us to sit here and say, and I'm glad Chelsea calls in, because Chelsea, if your husband... to-be says, by the way, Brian just told me that, you know, the fifth wedding that he was in just ended in divorce. So I hope we're good. You wouldn't be like, that's strange.
No, I wouldn't. Okay. I think it's totally on the relationship than someone in the wedding party.
Okay. Thanks, Chelsea.
Get this. So Stephanie, who told us on Facebook Live that 50% of marriages end in divorce, get this stat that she gave, which I don't even understand it. She says it's higher if one of them had weight loss surgery.
Are you serious?
She said 75% of those marriages end in divorce if there's a weight loss surgery.
Really?
That is a weird stat. I thought it would be over, like, money and stuff. Huh. But.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.